So, what does next year have in store for us?
That's a great question. Let's take a look at what some of the psychics say. Beginning with the 16th century famous psychic Nostradamus.
Right, a lot of people put a lot of stock into that and his words of wisdom.
He had some interesting things to predict about the year 2026, including a 7 months great war.
Oh.
While bees at night. Yeah, that's weird. He predicted bees.
Bees.
At night. And some believe that that suggests drone warfare.
Oh.
Or strategic ambushes. He also predicted political upheaval, quote, three fires rise from the eastern sides while the west loses its light in silence.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Don't like the cut of that jib.
No.
And also an east-west power shift. Not sure what that.
Now, so far, I can't remember, was he a very negative person?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of gloom and doom with the stuff that he has written down.
Right. I mean, Nostradamus didn't exactly predict disco. That made a lot of people happy when disco came on the scene.
Right.
According to Nostradamus, in the year 2026, a great man will be struck down by a thunderbolt.
Oh, goodness.
And that is interpreted as a dramatic downfall of a famous world leader.
Ooh, maybe that's Putin.
Who knows?
Wow.
Well, some of the other psychics, for example, are you familiar with the name Baba Vanga?
Baba Vanga?
Baba Vanga was a blind Bulgarian mystic who died in 1996, credited with an 85% accuracy rate, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And for the year 2026, Baba Vanga predicts the spark of World War III. That's cheerful.
Wow.
Reports suggest she warned of escalating tensions between three giants, often interpreted as the U.S., Russia, and China.
Mm-hmm.
She predicted, this is interesting, the visitor event.
The visitor, like from another world?
Yes, sir. One of her more sensational claims involves first contact with extraterrestrials. Interestingly, this has gained traction following the discovery of the interstellar object 3-1 Atlas. Oh, there is a Brazilian psychic, Athos Salome, the living Nostradamus, a psychic who's still alive, predicts a big comeback for Prince Harry, saying that he's going to have a great year.
Okay. Finally, something positive. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another wild year in the world of celebrities.
And, well, that's it's always a wild year for Hollywood and those who are famous.
And they say that some new jaw-dropping revelations will come from the Epstein files.
Oh, wow. This is the living, because I'm like, wait, how will they know? So this is the living.
This is the living psychic saying that some of those predictions will be earth-shattering.
Oh, boy.
And there's more, Paul, I'll share with you coming up.
All right, as we look into 2026 on Star 97.7.
Just a few hours away from welcoming in 2026, and we're wondering, what will the new year bring? Got some predictions for you, and some of the ones that we shared a few minutes ago, not really uplifting feel-good predictions.
No, I wanted to just crawl under a rock.
Nostradamus was not the kind of guy you wanted to invite to your Sunday barbecue. He was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, he was. I don't think he was a very happy person.
Would he look into a bowl of water? Is that how he would see these visions of the future?
Yeah, I think it was a bowl of mud.
Well, there's a guy named Scott Winters. One of the things that I like about Scott is he is or was a radio guy.
Ooh.
In Michigan, and he's been doing these predictions for a long time with fairly remarkable accuracy.
Okay.
And so here's what Scott has to say about the year 2026. Somebody will invent a new kind of cheese that becomes weirdly popular on the internet.
I love cheese.
I like this one. Crocs will release a limited edition formal wear line. Yeah.
Well, it looks great and comfortable.
A new social media app will promise to be better than the last one.
Hmm.
And everyone will download it once. A squirrel will interrupt a major televised sporting event, becoming an overnight meme.
Okay.
People will start paying to unplug from technology for real.
I like that.
A fast food chain will release a menu item so bizarre it breaks the internet. I wonder what that could be.
Wow. I wish somebody would predict that social media would implode and long corded telephones attaching to the walls would come back.
You want that to come back to you? Okay.
Yeah.
A local weatherman will go viral for doing something unexpected with a green screen.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Does it involve a little dance?
Slippers will become acceptable office footwear.
Well, I mean, PJs, that's acceptable. And in fact, I've seen people wearing slippers in stores. Wow.
Coffee will be declared both life-saving and dangerous in the same month.
That sounds exciting.
I believe that.
Yeah. All right.
There will be a nostalgic comeback of a random 1990s snack.
Oh, 1990s? Bugles. No, that was 80s, wasn't it?
And I like this one. Loud socks will become a fashion statement in 2026. And finally, a dog will be elected mayor of a small town again.
Oh, well, then there's hope for a political future. Good. Good. Vote for Rover.